Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
So Kanye West, yes. So what 3 key lessons can we learn from Kanye potentially losing his Adidas and Gap situations?
Wow, this is a tough one. I love Kanye dearly. I hate the last 2 weeks version of Kanye, though. I put up a post and asked people, did he fumble the bag? And some people were saying, no, this is exactly what he wanted. But when you are asking for validation from companies that don't believe in your talent, this isn't what he wanted. So number one, in your contracts, you have to negotiate that the company is not able to repurpose, remix, reproduce any of your intellectual property. So if you've ever been in a store that carries the Yeezy line, there are shoes that look just like it that genuine designers have created. When I went through some of the contracts and saw, and I talked to some people in the fashion industry, they was like, that clause was not in that contract. Huge mistake. Number two, since he's been at Universal or Def Jam, Kanye has signed away a lot of his rights too early. So whether it was music, whether with publishing, one of the stipulations in his contract is that for a 5 to 10 year period, he cannot recreate any other fashion line, any other shoes, beanie, hats, scarves, home design, home goods. If you know that historically you're only staying with the brand for 4 to 5 years, why would you have a 4 to 5 year stipulation or 5 to 10 year stipulation that you cannot create or draft or partner with someone in those areas when that's really the area of expertise that you love? And for those of you who don't know, Kanye helped come up with the idea for Skims. Mm-hmm. Or Kim, mm-hmm. which he only now owns 5% of. And he was talking about Jared and Josh earlier. They own 10%. So he's slowly being pushed out of the other brand that he helped create that is worth billions and will be sold off for billions here in the next couple of years. And number 3, I think one of the biggest mistakes that we have to learn from his situation is not having counsel around you that can check you. So when you are now playing a pornography video in front of an executive, which all of a sudden, like the Draymond footage got out, they are using that for the court of public opinion. When they now go to arbitration, can say he has been acting in an erratic fashion for a long time, and he violated the privacy rights of an executive by playing him a lewd film, even though Kanye said it was entertaining. In court, for those of you who know, when you have any clauses that are around morality, he's going to end up losing a ton of money based off of character. So, as Rashad would say, I say that to say, if you don't have people around you that can check you and say, hey, bro, you out of line, ease up on that, don't do that. That's why I'll always ask my dad, then I'll go to my friends, P, Dom, Ty, am I tripping or no? Do I need to pull it back? Am I doing too much, right? Because the Charleston White thing is funny, shout out to Charleston, until it starts to cost you a lot of money.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And in this case, no one wants to be in a position where they now can't use Twitter, can't use Instagram. Probably going to lose a big relationship with Meta, which he was curating. That's now going to be gone. And now Adidas and Gap is gone.
Yeah.
Especially during a recession. Those are the 3 biggest mistakes that he's making. And I don't know if he'll be able to recover from them. For the record, this is not what he wanted. This is not the way to get out of a contract.
Yeah, so the Instagram account has been restricted for comments that he made, and he jumped over to Twitter. But I'm with you on point number 2. I think that's the biggest key. And I know maybe last week, I mean, obviously it's been like, I feel like the attention, right? Like that's his number 1 thing he's trying to garnish, right? And yeah, he has done that. But I think the biggest thing is he made this statement where he doesn't read, he just creates. And that might be like one of the biggest mistakes he's made. Right. I think we covered it on our maybe like our 8th episode when we were talking about his contract with Def Jam and how he couldn't get out of that. And it was a lifelong contract. And so then when you hear the Adidas contract and you see some of the same type of stipulations where he can't, you know, recreate something within 9 years. And then the Skims thing kind of was like, you know what? Who is his counsel? Like who, like outside of the people who are going to tell you like, yo, you need to just pull back just a little bit, which I mean, he's a free thinker and he should have the right to say what he wants, but well, who's his legal counsel, right? Because even the Jared Kushner thing, it was like, it wasn't like he got scaled back to 5%. He went into the ownership at 5% and then found out that Kushner and his brother owned 10% of it.
Which is insane.
Which is like, and I mean, so the question he posed to him, this is, and for those who are not familiar, he sat down with Tucker Carlson and had an interview and explained this in depth, but the way he explained it was like, how would you feel if like I had did something like that to a company that your wife owned? And to them, it's like, they're just doing business. If you didn't read it on your end, that's really up to you. So it really makes me like pull back the layers. Like what has been consistently the theme over some of these mistakes? And it's been like, who is the legal counsel that's representing him? Or is there a legal counsel that's representing him? Because these kind of flaws, these kind of mistakes seem to be consistent throughout his career. So that's the biggest lesson I took from it all.
And even if you have counsel, you have to listen to them. And also, if you act erratic enough, you can push counsel away and say, hey, because ultimately as a man, everything is your responsibility. So if you only have 5% of your wife's company and what you help create, at some point we have to say, maybe he isn't as great of a business person as we think. And that's why I always say to creatives, it is one thing to create, but notice, and everyone's like, Kanye.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Radke needs psychological help is because he lost friends early in his mom. When the money's flowing in, there's no psychological issues there. Money slows up. And trust me, we've all been there. Any brothers in here with the money not right, you go a little bit crazy as well. We know this episode that he's having. You're seeing your empire crumble because now you can't run to a Nike. Like, where are you going to go to in order to create? Maybe Reebok. They may not want to deal with him. And even the stuff that's coming out with him and Virgil, of course, people behind the scenes knew, but that isn't the best time for that information to come out about him not being supportive and very envious of Virgil in the meantime. So I know we have a lot of conversations around diplomacy, but this is one of the cases where if you are too erratic, it can cost you or your company billions in the process.
Yeah, and he's built strong teams in fashion. Obviously, when we talk about Virgil and we talk about Don C and Jerry Lorenzo at Fear of God, and we've seen him build strong teams in the music industry, and you can see all the people who have been influenced by him. But on that legal side, I wonder who the team is.
Yeah, I mean, before, I don't want to stay too long on this, but I'll just add my two cents if I can. It's hard to criticize a billionaire in business.
Sure.
He's created a legacy, and he's generated more money than anybody else in the culture. So a few points I want to make here. We all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Nobody's perfect. I'm talking about the business side. Nobody's perfect. Of course, he probably should have did better in business. He could have did negotiated contracts, but he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Will he stay there, though?
Well, he got there. So, I mean, that says a lot. And also, I feel like I was talking 19 Keys about this, and I feel like there's a double standard. People, you can't say you're for mental health and Black men need therapy, and shout out to Charlamagne, he just had the mental health thing. You can't say that and say you want to embrace mental health on one hand and then say mental health is not an excuse for his behavior on the other hand. That actually makes no sense. If you really believe that he is mentally ill or he has some level of mental illness, then it actually is an excuse. Because if you ever knew anybody that had a high level of mental illness, you can't make sense out of nonsense. That's the whole point. So you're trying to rationalize something as a rationally thinking regular person. But if he's off medication, if he's chemically imbalanced, if he has a psychological disorder, that actually is a perfect excuse for irrational behavior.
Do we think he has a mental illness, or did they put him on medication to try to take his company away from him?
Either way, it is what it is. So I'm not part of his family. I'm not in his inner circle, but his behavior is extremely manic. It's irrational. It's up and down. And it's not just now. It's been this way for a very long period of time. So at the end of the day, let's pray for Kanye. But more importantly, let's pray for everybody. Let's pray, including ourselves.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people want to harp and laugh at somebody's downfall. You got to be careful at laughing at somebody's downfall or, you know, having a party when somebody's going through things, because it could happen to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So just be careful, because learn from it. Use it as a learning experience, but don't use it as entertainment, because at the end of the day, it's somebody's real life. And whatever Kanye is going through, he played a major part in the culture.
Absolutely.
And his contributions can never be erased.
Yeah.
No matter what he does.
I think that's always been, I guess, our kind of stance, like, just pray for our brother. You know what I'm saying? Just because of his contributions. And that's why I said, like, what you're speaking about is 1,000% accurate as far as mental health. It's actually, even when people, if you're on the workforce, like, it could be classified as a disability, because there's something that actually needs treatment and can prevent you from performing your tasks. So yeah, it's nothing to laugh at. In fact, when people, like, if you even look at, like, when he's going through these, I don't even want to call them rants, but he's going through these free thoughts and he's putting text messages up and it feels like it's disrespectful. Like, it's tough for me to be like, all right, I got to stay with this. Like, it's tough for me to give it attention, because I understand.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You watching somebody having a mental breakdown, right, and it's entertainment.
Right.
And it's not entertaining.
Right. That's what I said. It's tough to give it attention.
It shouldn't be entertaining. It's not free thoughts. It's manic behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you understand mental illness, this is kind of classical thing that people do. So you're watching somebody spiraling out of control, and it's on blogs and it's used for talking points,
mm-hmm,
but it's really not entertaining.
Yeah.
It's disheartening to see, but more importantly, he needs help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So try to help him. Instead of trying to criticize somebody, why don't you try to help him? That's more beneficial.
Yeah, and I feel like there's people, so even like, and we don't have to go too far into, but even like when Puff reaching out, it felt like there was a reach there for him, and it was just like, nah, F you, and I'm not trying to hear it, and you're trying to set me up. So like, I feel like that there are people, but who is the, I guess it goes back to your point, Ian, like who is the person? We don't know who the person is, right? Like, we're not inside of his inner circle, but who is that person to say like, all right, we understand what's going on, let's have a conversation. Right. Because at a certain point, then you may not trust anybody in that space. And maybe that's why you don't trust any type of counsel when it comes to legal matters, anything like that. That could be part of it as well.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, a mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.